Some are comparing the interview to a 1940 comedy that also took aim, at least indirectly, at a sitting leader. That movie is Charlie Chaplin's The Great Dictator.
Under the new emblem of the double cross, liberty was banished, free speech was suppressed, and only the voice of Hinkle was heard.
Hey, the Straff mit Hülkenfett! Der Wiener Schnitzel mit der Lagerwerden und der Sauerkraut! Hey, ich bleibe noch Straff mit der...
Chaplin there, playing Hinkle, coughing like Hinkle, a very thinly veiled Hitler-like character. Film critic and historian David Thompson is one of those who've noted the parallels between the films. He says Chaplin's 1940 classic also raised security concerns.
Initially, when he proposed the film, there were fears, in Britain particularly, where appeasement was still very much in the air, and there was talk that the film would be dangerous. By the time it was ready, by the end of 1940, the world was at war, and it was clear that there was no getting out. And the film became a huge success. Now, it did not assassinate Hinkle, and it may be that it was a lot funnier than the interview. I don't know. I've not seen the interview. But the film had a huge impact at the time and was really rejoiced in.
Was The Great Dictator banned in Germany and the other Axis powers, like in Italy and Japan?
Yeah, it wasn't shown there until after the war. In fact, I don't think it was shown in Germany for a very long time. The story is that Hitler himself saw it. Somehow a print was taken there. And the story says that he saw it twice. But no, it did not play in Germany at all. But of course, a lot of films from the Allied countries were not playing in Germany by that time.
What was the media reaction to The Great Dictator when it came out in 1940? And how do you see the media response today differing from that, the media response today to the interview?
In 1940, the world was in great, great peril, but it had a very, very stable media climate. The film was reviewed very favorably. It was a huge popular success. It was probably Chaplin's most important feature film, and the one that did best at the box office. People loved it. It's a classic. That was a feeling set up very quickly after the film opened. Today, we have less immediate physical peril, but we have a chaotic, hysterical media scene. And within a few days, this can become almost a terrorist incident. And the silly thing is that eventually, I suspect, the interview will be seen, and people will sit back and say, well, what was all the fuss about?
You know, a lot of observers have been pointing the finger at mass media and saying we have been kind of stirring the pot here and getting things amped up to the way they are. But as far as Sony's response to these threats, how do you think they should have responded?
I've not seen the film. I've not read the screenplay. I'm only going on press reports. In my opinion, that's all it is. Once the film had been made, they should have stood by it. I think the threats were idle. I don't think the people hacking could have delivered the threats. And now we have a situation where a major entertainment company has proved itself to be very, very vulnerable to this kind of blackmail.
I wanted to finally ask you a bit about what Chaplin said about his own film, The Great Dictator, after World War II. He had said, had I known of the actual horrors of the German concentration camps, I could not have made The Great Dictator. I could not have made fun of the homicidal insanity of the Nazis. So now we're talking about North Korea. Are there things too serious to joke about in films, do you think?
Well, that's a matter of the talent and the taste of the filmmaker. Chaplin said that in his autobiography in the early 60s, and I think that's a reflection of the way in which most people learned at the end of the war just how horrific German practices had been. And I think he was shocked and felt that it was maybe not the subject to make humor over. But that doesn't mean that you can't do it. And I think one of the great things in the human creative spirit is that there's always the chance to take a fresh line on anything at all.
Film critic and historian David Thompson, thank you very much.
Thank you.